not one, but two fire artists coming through here tonight. That's right, with your boy. Hey, the first one, Azerb. Hey, that's my man. He's out of South Carolina, man. You probably been hearing about Azerb for a little minute now. He coming through here, chopping it up with Cat Daddy. Hey, he got a whole lot going on. He just had that Grammy thing going on. The perform at the Grammys. Hey, he did it. He did not win that, my fault. I'm sitting over here stuttering. I gotta get right. He did not win that Grammy thing, but he is on the top 100 Billboards. So Azerb is down in South Carolina. He doing his thing. So he'll be coming in tonight, chopping it up with Cat Daddy. Hey, we'll have DJ Castle Banks in here with us shortly. You know he got a whole lot going on. Then we got a heart artist out of the Sunshine State. That's right, out of the Sunshine State itself. Hey, Capo Danger. Hey, I might have said it wrong. I let him say his name when he get here. Hey, he coming through here, chop it up with us. You already know what it is. Hey, it's about to go down. So, yeah, stay tuned. Don't go nowhere. It's Wednesday night. You ain't got nothing else to do. I already know. So, your boy Cat Daddy about to turn it off. You already know what it is. Hey, KG Kush, what it do? It's that learning joint.
I got more racks on me than bangs. Mic check, 1-2-1-2, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, what it do?
Hey, man, you know, same old grind, man. Coast to coast DJs, it's your boy DJ Casper Banks in the building. Rocking with my man Cat Daddy, Underground Talk Radio. Salute to the Carolinas, salute to the rest of the world.
Hey, for sure, salute. Hey, we about to get in tonight.
Yeah, hey, man. Real big things popping, man, you know what I'm saying? We got some heat coming through.
Yeah, we got some fire coming through. The first order, you want to tell them about that first order we got coming through?
Man, we got my man Capo Danger coming through, courtesy of my man Mr. Promo 352. Salute to him. Salute to the whole Florida region. Hey, man, my man Mr. Promo, he's definitely putting on big time down there. But he introduced me to my man right here, Capo Danger. I let him finish that off for you when he get here, because, hey, he'll be through here any minute. But anyways, real talk, man, my man definitely turns up. He been doing amazing things down in the Florida area, as usual. You know how Florida get down.
Yeah, Florida definitely getting down. And then once we leave out of Florida, hey, we going to South Carolina with my man, Azerb. Hey, He Billboard. Hey, ain't he Billboard top artist right now?
Man, hey, he doing real big things out there, man. He got a whole lot of things to talk about. He been putting on for South Carolina for an extremely long time now, and it's paying off in a lot of great ways, man, which is one of the reasons that he's going to be here rocking with us on Underground Talk Radio tonight.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah, that's going to be one of, hey, he definitely doing his thing. Hey, I just seen him on that Grammy thing. He a hardworking man. I done had him on here before, so it's an honor to have him back.
Exactly, man. You always got to do the follow-up with the hot artists, man. Get them back on the scene. And, damn, Cat Daddy, you've been turning up big time lately, man. I've been seeing you out here moving and shaking. You've been doing a lot of big things lately.
Yeah, I've been doing a whole lot of big things lately, trying to get it up out there. Hey, just had that Turk joint that I did Ziggy's in Winston. Went pretty good. If it went for some of these hating cats that went around Winston, would have went a whole lot better. But it is what it is. I guess they hate to see me do what I do, and I won't join their group. That's what it is.
Well, look here, man. This is my advice on that situation, man. Look, man, I say keep on doing you and let them do them. You know what I'm saying? And not that you're not letting them do them, but, I mean, hey, and for everybody else, let my man Cat Daddy do his thing. Everybody just do them. You know, united we stand, divided we fall. So,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, DJ Cast Remains team no beef, though, man. I want to see the whole world rocking together. I want to see all the haters quit hating and start congratulating. That's what I want to see. But we all know that ain't going to never happen. But it's a nice thing to dream about, and that's what I promote. And so that's what I say to you, man, because you out here grinding. You doing your thing. You shining. You looking real good out there, man. So, you know, keep on turning up, man. I love to see my man Cat Daddy successful.
For sure, for sure. Hey, that's all. Hey, just going to keep ticking. Hey, ain't going to start the grind. I know Monday, that's right, you're gonna get to see on my first mixtape, Street Coalition Volume 1. Hey, it's about to be turned up. I was in the studio working on it today. I ain't want to leave.
Yeah. Well, I feel you there, man. I don't make it out the studio much myself, so I definitely understand what you're saying when when we talk about being in the studio.
Yeah, it was an all-day grind. I didn't want to leave out that studio today. I was putting drops enough on. Hey, it was turned up. It was like I was rapping. I was ready to get a notebook out and start writing. That's how hype I got today. But it's definitely going to be turned off. Hey, that come out Monday on that pill. Hey, just grinding. Hey, I know you got that that Volume 3 about to come out. What's up with that?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, man. Hey, it's definitely getting ready to be crazy. I'm looking forward to that thing, man. You know what?
I don't even give dates because that thing just going to smack somebody upside the head when it do drop.
And all I can say is that it's banging. It's banging super hard, and it's featuring artists from all over the world. And when it do drop, it's going down coast to coast. It's going to have their hand in on the release of this as well as myself. And that ain't no easy thing to do either. So, you know what I'm saying, they involved with it. So it's definitely going to be a long road because everybody that hate DJ Casper Banks, for any apparent reason, even if it's a dumb reason, you're going to really hate this because this right here is going to turn up. And it's not going to turn down, and I promise you that. And when I say that, I mean, I'm just telling you because this thing right here is about to be a classic that you're going to bump for the rest of your life, and you're going to bump Volume 1, Music's Most Wanted Volume 1, and then you're going to put in Music's Most Wanted Volume 2, and then you're going to put in Music's Most Wanted Volume 3, and it's going to go down. I'm talking about I got some of the hottest artists in the world on this thing right here, and they know what's going on. This is actually a collaboration. DJ Casper Banks, I don't just make mixtapes, I make collaborations. The artist is rocking on this thing. They know they there, and they know what we came to do. And we came to turn up. We're going to turn up loud, man, and we're going to do it And without even looking back, I don't care what nobody got to say. If they saying something negative, shout out to everybody that's going to help us promote that thing. Shout out to everybody that's going to help us push that. You definitely are noticed. And when you're not pushing, you're noticed as well. Salute to everybody that's down with us and ready to help us move that joint. Music's Most Wanted Volume 3. Get ready for that thing. We all the way from the East Coast to the West Coast and around the world and back again right here in the NAP. And, you know what I'm saying, shout out to 317. I turn up for y'all. Y'all can ride with me. Y'all going to catch some 317 artists on that thing. Y'all going to catch some Indiana artists on that thing. You going to catch some artists from overseas on that thing. And they ready to turn up, too.
Okay, they definitely ready to turn up. And we're going to have to get back overseas real soon. Hey, we're gonna have to have another overseas takeover real soon.
All right, man. Come on, man. It ain't nothing. We're going to do that. We're going to definitely do that. Shout out to everybody that thought me and Cat Daddy wasn't rocking. I don't know why y'all thought that, but we're getting it in. We're going to keep on getting it in. And shout out to everybody that's rocking with us, that tunes in, everybody that hits the little like button on Blog Talk Radio, everybody sharing the show. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in right now. I got mad love for y'all, and I'm going to keep on having mad love for y'all. So keep rocking with your boy DJ Casper Banks. Follow me on Twitter at DJ Casper Banks. Find me on Facebook, DJ Casper Banks, DJ Casper Banks Radio Station, all of that. Them is different pages, and y'all need to have all of them so you can stay up on the latest. 24-hour service, we still got that. 317-529-1309. Make sure you get at me. If you can't get at me for some reason, maybe my line busy, call right back. If you still can't get at me, hit up my man Cat Daddy. Say, hey, man, where DJ Casper Banks at? You know what I'm saying? And if you're trying to get in touch with my man Cat Daddy, hit up your boy DJ Casper Banks. Say, hey, man, where Cat Daddy at? I'm going to turn you on.
Yeah, we'll get you in contact. And we walk into the fullest. I know y'all, if you've been out there watching, man, I know I've been snapping. Hey, it ain't been towards DJ Casper Banks. It's been towards the phony cats I got in my city. They want to see me fall, but I ain't gonna fall. And these
we gotta get off them, Cat Daddy. You know why, man? Cause it's big things popping, little things stopping, as usual. And man, you know what I'm saying? You good, man? You good, man? I'm telling you, bro. Brush your shoulders. Hey, for everybody that ain't, you know, that don't know, right now I'm brushing my man Cat Daddy's shoulders off, letting him know, get the dirt off your shoulder. We turning up.
We turn it up. We gonna continue on. And yeah, I let them push me to that point. I shouldn't have let them push me to that point. And then you seen Cat Daddy snap. Hey, you just seen the best of snapping Cat Daddy. Yeah, I bet.
You know what, man? It's all good though. You can't front. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of cats, you know, they can't admit when they have a bad moment or a down moment or something, you know what I'm saying? But it's all good. It happens to the best of us, especially out here in this industry that we in. To everybody that wants to start being a rapper, you just want to jump out here in this industry. We're not rappers, but if you want to jump out here in this industry, you could definitely expect that you're going to get stabbed in the back. You know what I'm saying? It's coming. Just expect it. You know, a lot of people think that being an artist is just something where, you know, you get on and you just get on the microphone and rap. Nah, you're going to be doing more than rapping. Some people think that, you know, if you're going to be a show host, that you just get out there and host. If you be a DJ, you just be a DJ. Nah, it takes long nights, takes long days, takes even longer nights and even longer days to actually concoct that thing, whatever it is that you want to concoct. It takes time. It's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of drama. It's a lot of riff-raff, but, you know, you just got to stay focused and do you.
Yeah, you got to do you. You gotta know it's going to happen, because for every one person that want to see you on succeed, it's about four that want to see you fall and tell you, I told you so.
Only four? It's only four? I traded you. See, I thought I had about 10. For everyone that want me to succeed, I got 10. Nah, I was just kidding, man. I ain't going to lie to you, man. Luckily for me, it's a lot of people that want to see me rise. They want to see me do better. And, you know, even if nobody want to see me do good, I don't care. I'm not here for them to want to see me do good. But what I am here to do is see my artists do good. And I'm going to do anything in my power to make sure that my artists are doing their thing. And to make sure that no matter what happens,
on their end, you know, as far as their haters go, you always got DJ Casper Banks support. So when all everybody, when don't nobody want to hear your idea, ain't nobody receptive to your music, hit your boy DJ Casper Banks up, because I'm going to make you feel real nice. And if it ain't right, I'm going to help you come up with that product that's right. I'm going to tell you, you know, what I think helped this project. And you might say, well, what the heck is that worth? Well, you got support, and support is hard to find. And you're not going to get it very many other places, not genuine support, and that's what we aim to do. And we not 24 hours for nothing.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah, it's hard to find that support out here, because there's a whole lot of cats trying to be by yourself. But when you find that support, hey, you better use it.
Yeah, you got to use it. And I'm going to definitely be using it. From the ones that do support me, shout out to all the supporters, shout out to, you know, everybody that's not currently supporting. Hopefully at some point, maybe you will. If you don't, you know. But anyways, off of them, man, back to this, man, these mixtapes, man. Make sure y'all out here helping us push the mixtapes that's up and coming right now. You know, my man Cat Daddy got Street Coalition. Your boy DJ Casper Banks got Music's Most Wanted Volume 3. Help us support those projects, support those artists. Those artists work extremely hard to make these things happen, and I truly appreciate my artists that I'm rocking with. Mad love to y'all. All of y'all got me on speed dial. Y'all know we gonna get it turned up, and we not turning down, and you know how your boy DJ Casper Banks roll, and that's how we gonna keep on rolling.
Yeah, we gonna push the I ain't going to cuss on out, but we going to push these mixtapes like it ain't no other. Hey, like I say, my first week, I'm trying to do a minimum of 10,000 views. And hopefully 1,000.
You know what, man? I feel that, and I hope that you do. Me, I can't put a number on it, because honestly, it's about the power of one. And so even if one person check out this mixtape, hey, we winning. You know what I'm saying? If 1 million people check it out, hey, we winning. You know what I mean? So I ain't going to put no number on it, man. I'm going to just roll with it, and we going to get it done. And everybody getting ready to turn up. You can definitely expect turn-up season out here all around the world with Music's Most Wanted. And, man, that's all I can say, man.
Yeah, I put a little challenge on myself. It's just a little challenge. If I don't get to that goal, I ain't gonna be disappointed. But that's my challenge to myself. And I hope, hey, I'm gonna go through everything to try to get to that. But yeah, like you say, if I don't reach but one, hey, we reach one, so I know that one, hey, that one is listening. We gonna change that one. But hey, I had to challenge myself on that one, 10,000.
Yeah, you got to, man, and pat yourself on the back, man, because ain't nobody, you know, if don't nobody else pat you on the back, man, you can pat yourself on the back. I don't care what nobody say. They be like, you can't pat yourself on the back. Who can? I can reach my arm right behind me just fine. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to do it. And, you know, if you don't like it, you know, oh well. But anyways, man, you know, it's just I really ain't concerned about who like what. Because I'm rocking with everybody, man. And, you know, if you rocking with me, let it be known.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. Hey, DJ Kels Brand say he do get wild. He be somewhere everywhere. So, hey, you want to get at him. And like I say on every show, you want to get with us now while we going up, because once we sitting up there by, once we at the top, sitting up there by Jay-Z and Kanye West, hey, that price going to go up.
You know what? it's hard for me to say, man. I can't lie, man. I love the people I rock with so much. And I love everybody that take time to give us a call, man. You might be surprised. Your boy DJ Casper Banks might still be answering the same phone. Matter of fact, I probably will be. I can't make you no promises, but I hope to still be answering the same phone and showing love to the same people I show love to now. Oh. Hopefully y'all showing love still and showing love back. And, man, boy, hey, it's going to be a good look, though, man, because, see, I'm not about DJ Casper Banks. I'm not about me. I'm about the artist. I'm about their product, their music,
And so that's what it all boils down to, you know what I mean? These long hours and these long days and nights, that's for the artists, you know what I mean? So, you know, I hope to keep it that way, you know, even when that point does come.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. Because there'll be some long nights, but like I always say on the radio, if I don't blow nobody up off this radio station, I ain't doing my job. That's real talk.
Yeah. Well, you know, keep on doing your thing, too, because, you know, you always turned up. I'm extremely excited about the new things that you got going on right now, man, and I look forward to seeing everything pop off.
For sure. Hey, going to what it do, 352-232, what it do?
What's going on? I just want to say, Cabo, it's Rob from Spring Hill. Triple X, brother, you know who it is. I'm proud of you guys. I love your music. I'm happy for you, okay. And I hope you guys keep going strong.
For sure. They ain't got on here yet. They're going to be on here in like 1 minute.
All right. Who am I speaking with?
This cat, Danny, and DJ Casper Banks.
All right. I got you on the Facebook, too.
Okay, for sure. Hey, get at me anytime.
Definitely. Coppa's my boy, and I've always had his back, and I got yours. Any friend of his is a friend of mine.
For sure.
I hope you guys rise up, and the music sounds awesome, bro. Sounds awesome.
Hi, appreciate the call. He walking in now, so hey, stay tuned.
Definitely.
For sure. Coppa, what it do?
What's up, dude? What's
going on with you?
Sure, you know I'm down here maintaining the Central Florida.
Okay, the Sunshine State.
Say that again?
I say the Sunshine State.
Yeah, the Gunshine State, homie. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. Coppa live on the air. What it do, Casper? You back?
Yeah, man. You know, I ain't go far. I ain't going nowhere. We turned up Carolinas. Hey, Coppa, what's going on with you, man? Coppa Danger, the alien, that is.
Yes, I'm in the building, man, you know. We down here getting in. Ain't nothing but some work going on down here, bro.
Yeah. You definitely stay turned up, man.
No.
That's the only way to live, man. It's the only way to live. You're trying to get somewhere, man. Stay turned up.
You got to. That's the only way to live. Hey, now, Coppa, before we get started, go ahead and put that contact information out there for the people.
Oh, yeah, y'all. So anybody looking to contact me, book me, or just call me for anything. You know what I'm saying? I'm all around the world businessman. You know what I'm saying? That number is 352-942-4239. You can follow me on Instagram at Coppa Danger, the image. You can Facebook me at Don Danger. You can Twitter me at Coppa Danger. You know, I'm on all kind of different social sites. Just Google me. You want to find me, just Google me. Google Don Danger or Coppa Danger Agent. It's going to bring up everything.
Okay. Now, what you got going on, Coppa?
Over here on the music standpoint?
Yeah, from the music standpoint.
You know, every day I wake up, you know what I'm saying, I plan on how to take over the world, you know?
Okay.
That's definitely right, man. And to touch back on what my man Coppa Danger, the alien, said, now, if you Google my man, he's going to definitely pop up. He got a lot of good things out there, a lot of great music. Now, tell us, man, Coppa Danger, the alien, man, what is that about, like? How did this name come about to describe yourself?
Well, I'm going to keep it 100 with you, right? You know, back in the younger days, you know, running wild in the streets. My little homie called himself JC Trapper. You know what I'm saying? He just tagged me. He said, look, Danger. He just started calling me Danger. You know what I'm saying? The Coppa came along, you know what I'm saying? Because I was affiliated with a lot of other things. You know what I'm saying? Coppa next to be the Don. You know what I'm saying? The alien, because everything's space age, my honey. You know what I'm saying? I've been
on
future rich shit,
24/7,
man.
Okay, sure.
I'm digging that, man. That sounds definitely creative. So, Coppa Danger, the alien, man, how is the world responding to your music right now?
Well, it's something new, you know, and I feel like I get a lot of, like, woes, like, really, like that really look and that woe look, you know what I'm saying? Just coming from where I come from and me actually doing it, you know what I'm saying? It shocks people when they hear me rap, like, really? You know what I'm saying? I feel like I got a good little pool with it, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, for sure.
I don't get nothing from it, bro.
Okay. Now, what's your plans for this music thing? Your plans. Where you see yourself going? Besides, you say you want to take over the world with a. Hey, how the plan? What's the plans of taking over the world with it?
You know what I'm saying? As far as my blueprint, I ain't gonna put too much of that out there. You know what I'm saying? Cause you know how things get twisted up, taken, and somebody else run with something, and that bring a bunch of negative stuff. And I ain't on nothing really negative. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
As far as my plans with the music go, you know what I'm saying? I want to put myself in a position to where I'm able to just do a bunch of other things, from movies to open a library to get some of my friends, family, and loved ones about the struggle that they're in, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, for sure. Now, how long you been doing this music thing?
Phew. I've always been a fan of the art. Always, my entire life, you know what I'm saying? I just love music. I love the beat, all type of music. I don't really feel country like that, but I only heard some country songs. I listen to the beats, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't really take it serious, you know what I'm saying, until I lost my brother in the lake, you know what I'm saying? And that's the last thing he ever told me was, you know what I'm saying, you got a little gift, you know what I'm saying, you need to really focus on that and leave the streets alone. So I started taking it real serious in the lake.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Hey. So, are you currently involved with a record label or a music group?
I'm not involved. I interact with some groups, you know what I'm saying, like the Cuddy Boy Entertainment down here. You know what I'm saying? I involve myself with that group. I have also Club Junkies, No Days Off, you know what I'm saying? But I am my own individual artist. I'm not under anyone's contract or anything like that.
Okay. Now, is that something that you are open to doing, like, say if somebody, because we got a lot of, you know, industry representatives, A&Rs, important people of that sort within the music industry. So for everyone that's tuned in to you right now, is this something that you're open to? Are you open to be signed to a label, or do you prefer to remain independent?
Well, as an artist, I feel like every individual should be open to it, you know what I'm saying, better their situation. You know what I'm saying? Depending on how it works for me, you know what I'm saying? Of course, I'm always open for something new. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah.
For sure. Now, who influenced your music? Who the influence of your music? Or is this Capo Danger World of hearing you?
Well, one of my favorite artists that really like, oh, I like that. I don't rap like that. It's just still one of my favorite artists that I always want to rap since it's C-Murder, you know? I'm from the South, you know what I'm saying? I grew up on that old C-Murder, that old UNLV, you know what I'm talking
about? That's definitely dope, man. I was a big fan of No Limit.
Yeah, I was, too. Shouts out to C-Murder, too. He just got that, I hate to see he got that life sentence.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I was excited when my mans came out, man. I was definitely good news, but I guess he went back in, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, they put it back home, you know what I'm saying? But I can't even send prayers to the brother, you know what I'm saying? I see how easy it is to get tied up with the streets and the music, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
for sure. Now, look here, man, you got this new single. It's pretty hot, man. It's starting to blaze airways, and you just recently did a video for it, a really nice video, by the way. So tell the people a little bit about that project. I ain't even put the name out there yet.
The song is called I'm Cooking On Them. You can Google it. It's by Capo Danger, man. You know what I'm saying? It was shot by my homie, Jeremy Scott. You know what I'm saying? We call him Gotti. You know what I'm saying? One of the best in the business when it comes to that camera. And I didn't want to step outside the box. I shot a lot of videos. You know what I'm saying? I've done videos myself and tried to add them up, you know what I'm saying, just to get a feel of how, you know what I'm saying, that behind the scenes thing works, you know what I'm saying? But with this new video I got out now, I want to step outside the box and make it like semi-movie, semi-video, but I'm also, you know what I'm saying, throwing a little message in there to some of the brothers I interact with, you know what I'm saying? As far as the song, I'm coming off on every level. I'm everywhere on the track. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the streets, I'm in a club, I'm in a car, I'm everywhere on the track, you know what I'm saying? That's just my style of rapping, you know what I'm saying? I'm coming from my space with it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For sure, for sure. Hey, I'm looking at that track right now. You want to throw to him?
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm looking at that track right now. You want to throw to it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, go ahead, throw to it. You heard me, Capo Danger?
I can't understand what you said. He said, throw to it.
I say,
yeah. Introduce your track to the people. You in the Carolinas right now, man. You got to understand the lingo, man. You know what I mean? Hey, we dealing with a Florida boy. It's all good, man. We got mad love for Florida. Y'all stay turned up, man. Now, like my man Cat Daddy say, we on Underground Talk Radio right now, live out the Carolinas with your boy DJ Casper Banks co-hosting. Introduce that cooking on them to the people.
Yeah, man, Capo Danger, man, this is the war from here. You know what I'm saying? Something new, man. I'm talking about, we're going to be here for a long time. Get in tune, man. I'm cooking on them, man. Fight life or no life, man.
Let's get it. Cooking on them. Hey, that joint is certified. Hey, that shit fire right there.
Yeah, I'm coming. Cooking on them.
For sure. Hey, what brought on that track?
What brought on that track itself, that?
Yeah.
Well, I ain't really got to go in detail about too much, but, you know, these streets out here, you know, a nigga lifestyle, you know what I'm saying, from past experiences, you know what I'm saying, things I was dealing with, you know what I'm saying, out there, you know what I'm saying.
Okay, for sure. Now, my next question, it's like a follow-up question. A lot of your music, is it directed towards the streets, or is it's for everybody.
Well, I say my music's for everyone for the simple reason I got different lanes of music, you know?
Okay, for sure.
It's not the street, you know what I'm saying? I got different lanes of music, you know what I'm saying? I'm a very versatile artist, you know?
Okay, for sure. Yeah. You can't just be one style of music. Hey, that's what we call one hit wonder right now.
Yeah.
For sure. Hey, now, my next question is, what you think the best scene is right now, the underground or the mainstream?
I say the underground due to the fact that a lot of mainstream artists have certain lanes already, they can't, you know what I'm saying, detour from. You know what I'm saying? Our underground artists is always that new, you know what I'm saying, that new, you know what I'm saying? And they tell him how he gonna grow his music. It's new. He can, somebody, he can do 60 and slow down to 30 and jump back up to 180 in his lane. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty dope, man. So, as far as for the producers that want to get you on one of their beats, because you definitely got a high flow. So, all of them, what kind of production, what kind of beat is it that Capo Danger the Alien looks for?
See, that's one extra gift I think I have for a simple reason. I'm from the South, but I had the chance at a young age due to my mother. She was traveling every 6 months. She moved us to different states. So I was in the West, the Midwest, up North, down different parts of the South. So I got real versatility. It depends on the beat. If I hear up North beat, that's how I'm coming. But it's still gonna have that South Southern tradition in it, you know what I'm saying? That's my little accent, they say, you know. I love West beats, I love North beats, you know what I'm saying? I like to get extremely lyrical, you know what I'm saying? A lot of up North beats, you know what I'm saying? They got that punch in to where you can, you know what I'm saying, play how you word play with it a little bit better, you know what I'm saying? Out West, you know what I'm saying, you can slow it down to where you can pop a little bit more greasy on it. Down South, you can bounce to it a little bit. Midwest, you can come real casual, you know what I'm saying? So I'm all around
on
beach, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Now, if they want to book you for a show or if somebody wants to book you for a feature, how can that be accomplished?
Well, they can contact the number I gave them earlier, you know, or look me up through Google, you know what I'm saying? Google and bring it to me, you know what I'm saying? I always stand to with my social sites. You know what I'm saying? I'm real easy to find. You know what I'm saying? I made myself real available, real easy to find, because, you know what I'm saying, this is something that I'm trying to do to the end of the world. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, for sure. Now, a show with Capo Danger on Danger the Alien, what it'll be like?
A show with me?
Yeah.
It's like sitting down, you know, it's like going out to a place where you may want to drink, and it's like drinking and watching a movie. Or it's like getting together with your friends and family to have a good time, and it's a live movie plan. You know what I'm saying? I just can't get on stage and just stand still and do a little dance move and rap. I like to interact with the crowd. You know what I'm saying? Turn up. You know, that's what we do down here. We turn up. You know what I'm saying?
You just recently had a show, man. Tell us about your most recent show.
Well, my most recent show, the last show I think I did was, I want to say, in Orlando, Florida. And I did it with an artist called Banker Boy, and it was crazy. You know what I'm saying? It just, the energy, without me even moving around or saying too much or doing too much, the energy that's brought to me just sparked that fire, you know what I'm saying? And when I get on stage, I'd be like, oh, where that voice going to come from? And it just comes. You know what I'm saying? And people stop their conversation, go to listen, because, you know what I'm saying, my image is one thing, but my voice is a completely different thing, you know what I'm saying? I look like somebody that could be someone kind of $1 billion. You know what I'm saying? So I get on that stage and speak, you know what I'm saying? I snatch listeners, you know what I'm saying? I wake them up, you know what I'm saying? They may be dead in the club or just in there because they had an argument with someone through the streets, so they just want to come out and drink. When I speak, you know what I'm saying, that drink, they turn into a party. Now they feel like they're a part of a, you know what I'm saying, a real strong movement, you know what I'm saying? I get them in tune, bro, you know what I'm saying?
For sure, for sure. Hey, now, what's the best thing about being a musician to you?
The best thing about being a musician, an artist to me is, let me think about it. I gotta really think on that, because you know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
What do I love the most about this? I just love being heard, to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? I don't make music for myself, I make music for listeners. You know what I'm saying? I love the reaction I get when I speak, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's the best feeling in the world to map out a song. Like, I did that. I really put that like that. I made it sound, you know what I'm saying? I ain't even perform nowhere. I perform in my mirror. It's just the wordplay. So it's just rapping the wordplay. You know what I'm saying? We got a bunch of words running around in your mind, and you can just put them together and make them, you can a story with words. That's a lot to me. That's a lot to me, you know what I'm saying? I read a lot of books and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? So it's a lot.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Hey, so my next question was, say you read a lot of books. How much love have you been getting on? How much love have you been getting down there in Florida in your area?
Well, in my area?
Yeah.
Since I've been taking this rap serious?
Yeah.
It's like my whole lifestyle has changed. You know, I'm the type of artist where I can still walk through my neighborhood, the old hoods, projects, wherever, and just get the disrespect, you know what I'm saying? People are stopping, asking, hey, man, you need to ride now. I just want to walk. You know what I'm saying? I just want to just mingle, you know what I'm saying? I get a lot of love. I you know what I'm saying? Police stop harassing me so much, too. Because, you know what I'm saying? They see I'm doing music now, so it's like, ah.
Okay.
They have to talk to them a little bit, so.
At least they know. Yeah. Hey, that you know you're doing your thing when the police is banging your CD. With the windows rolled down and they arm linked out. You know what I'm saying? Now, hey, look here, man. My man, Mr. Promo 352, he definitely thinks extremely highly of you.
My nigga. See, little homies like that, man. It's a lot of people in my city, like I said, you know what I'm saying, watching me come from the streets, like doing what every other hustler do out here, like the streets. And I was reckless with it, so I don't transfer it over to the point where I'm putting as much hustle behind my music like I used to do on the street. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of the cats out there can't even but tip their hat, and that's what they do. They see me like, man, yeah, you're doing your thing, but I'm proud of that. You know what I'm saying? Especially my family members and everything like that. They're like, yeah, man, I'm proud to change. You know what I'm saying? I come from a little struggle, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Well, we definitely proud too, man. But aside from that, he also informed me that you do a lot of everything that you're involved in as far as music-wise yourself. Now, it takes a lot to make all of these things that you're doing down there happen. So what is it that motivates you to continue to keep this grind up?
I'm going to share a little small story with you. Back in like 2003, I got caught for a home invasion, right? And I got sent to prison. I got out in 2010 on Valentine's Day, right? While I was incarcerated, you know what I'm saying, a person I really looked up to real highly, my blood brother, you know what I'm saying, was killed out here by the police officers. And he wrote me a letter, you know what I'm saying, and in that letter, the last thing it said was, yo, continue to be danger, and when you come home, man, push that music and leave the streets alone. I don't need motivation from looking at nothing, you know what I'm saying? My brother left kids out here, you know what I'm saying, so I gotta do it, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no stopping. Can't nothing get in my way with it, you know what I'm saying? That motivates. Every time I wake up and I'm still living, I have energies on my brother laughing and chilling. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going,
yeah.
I'm coming strong, you know what I'm saying? That's why I said I'm cooking on. I'm coming strong now.
Yeah, you definitely are coming strong. And I mentioned that you're doing a lot of things. So tell us, I mean, you know, are you into directing? Or are you also into production? What all are you into? I mean, you know, the world needs to know.
Well, since you say that, whatever you see, I got to give a shout out, you know what I'm saying, to Cutty Boy Jazz, because he actually has his own setup and his own studio, and he engineers real good, you know what I'm saying. But as far as videos, I have other videos from people, but as far as what I can do, artwork, anything, I taught myself everything. I taught myself the Sony Vegas program, the Adobe program, the photo shopping, I know how to network. Anything that, you know what I'm saying, a major artist has hired people to do, I do that shit myself, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my homie T Local Boss too, you know what I'm saying? He keep booking me for shows, you know what I'm saying? He fucking with me the wrong way, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, everything you see, a lot of shit you see is all me, you know what I'm saying? It's me. You know what I'm saying? I learned it because, you know what I'm saying, I feel like I ain't going to come asking nobody for nothing. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to ask. You know what I'm saying? When you ask, you feel like you own certain things, and you never know that that'll take you down a different lane. I love that from the streets. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. That's one of the first lessons you learn, white dog. And you start asking for something like down the road, you know how do we pay that? No.
Yeah, it's like funny. Ain't doing no funny.
Yeah, you don't do that thing. That'll leave you in the hole forever.
Yeah.
Hey, now, my next question. You got so much going on. Do you do that? You just do all that you just said for your music, or do you do it for other people's music too?
Well, there's a lot of local artists that I've seen that are just nasty with this music, you know? And I've actually shot videos for them, edited them, free of cost. You know what I'm saying? I've sharing people's songs, I've done features with individuals. I both write a lot of songs for people just you know what I'm saying, because that anything dealing with music, you know what I'm saying, I've done it. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna continue to do. There's a lot of people that out here in my city that no one would ever heard of in certain states. I got family all over the United States and I sell them their music. I got guys in Texas I've never met that I've done music for them. I've edited their promos for them and sent back to them just on the law. You know what I'm saying?
For sure, for sure. Hey.
That on the love, Cat Daddy.
Yeah. Hey, you don't hear that too much, do you, DJ Kess, man?
Nah, man, you really don't, man. So, hey, I definitely salute you for that one right there, homie.
Yeah, I do too, man. Hey, we about to go to the line because you got my call logs full and they keep buzzing in too. we about to check some of your people out. The 407, what it do? 860, you live on the air.
What it do? What it do?
What it do?
Nah, man, I just was handling the conversation with everybody, and you know, I really want to check out some of that music. What's dropping Monday? I got my ears tuned to that. I want to hear what's going on with that, man. That Music Most Wanted. I got to hear that.
Okay. Music Most Wanted. Who is? You out there? Who we speaking with?
Yeah. We did got a disconnection.
Oh, hey, he disconnected. He said, what's up with that Music's Most Wanted? Hey, salute to him. Mm-hmm. Music's Most Wanted is definitely on the way. I don't know where you got Monday from. He's talking about Street Coalition.
Yeah,
dropping Monday. Yeah.
Hey, we were
Hey, call back in. My man Cat Daddy will tell you about that Street Coalition. I'll tell you about that Music's Most Wanted. You know, we going to get that worked out, man. But, how we lighting up over there, Cat Daddy?
Hey, we still lighting up. Hey, 831-264, what it do? 831-264.
831-264.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yo, you live on the air. Capo Danger, the alien, Cat Daddy, DJ Casper Banks, what it do?
All right, for sure. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, for sure. It's South Cackalacky. You know, I know about you boys in South Cackalacky. Tell Adisa that this is Daddy calling in on the line. Heard him rapping on the phone a little bit. That sound pretty good. Tell him to bring it on strong because he's tough. He can do it.
Well, you know what, man? Right there, what you heard, that's my man, Capo Danger, the alien. He's out of Florida. We do have South Carolina getting ready to come through and turn up, too, though.
Yeah, that DJ Capo Danger, that's my son. So I heard him on there, so I said, let me holler at him a little bit.
Man, that's dope, man. We definitely appreciate that.
Yeah, and his daddy just called in on that, the hard Camaro, hitting hard, thumping. I know about you, South Cackalacky boys. My main man from South Cackalacky, Chuck Darby, number 91, play football for the Bucks. So we know what's going on up there in Cackalacky.
Yeah. He put the country on the Kakalaki pool. Hey, appreciate that.
Yeah.
Appreciate the call, man.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely, man. Thank you so much for supporting Capo Danger the Alien. He's definitely out here getting his grind on and doing his thing, and he's got great people behind him, like my man Mr. Promo 352. Salute to him, man. We over here with my man Cat Daddy on Underground Talk Radio and your boy DJ Cash for Banks. We definitely support great music and independent artists. So it's an honor to have Capo here with us tonight.
It's definitely an honor.
Honey, in the building.
Hey, in the building doing your thing. And now this next joint we about to throw to, this something to hate joint. You want to say something about it, man?
Oh, yeah, man. This the motto, man. I'm giving something to hate, man, for real talk, you know. I got Jazzy on the beat and on the hook with me, you know what I'm saying? This how we taking over the city right now, man. We just keep giving something to hate, man. Y'all get in tune, man.
For sure, just get it.
My dog just called. He facing me. Guess what else he told me? Give him Sunday. Sunday. I told him when I jumped, it was gonna be trouble. Screaming pound gang, we get it from the muscle. Definition of hustler, definition of real. Like I love a gangster, I'm just kicking it real. Cast out the trap, my plug said danger go. That shooter's zone deck, I'm tatted with the set. Dodging the devil's curses, niggas lurking and working. I put on for the city, the hilltop fucking with me. Cross the track, I'm the mayor, ride with that dragon slayer. I know you heard it's Lucy, the mother niggas coochie. My OG doing life, Tommy Lee doing 40. Before I EOS, he said just go to hardest. My dog just called, he say he facing me. Guess what else he told me? Give him Sunday, give him Sunday. Guess what else he told me? Give him Sunday. My dog just called. He say he facing me. Guess what else he told me? Give him Sunday. Give him Sunday. Give him Sunday. Guess what else he told me? Give him Sunday. Give him Sunday. Give him something to do. Give him something to bump, so I gave him something new. Give him some of that crank, give him some of that real. Give him some from the struggle, give him something they can feel.
Yeah, the most anticipated, they tried to duplicate it. Go ask Charlotte Thomas, Danger been the fucking greatest. Right on Twig, I seen it all on Twig. Late night busting at them jackets, nigga, right on Twig. My nigga Pooh selling things, I really feel this shit. I asked him why, he said because you lit that shit. They don't want me to rap, and they don't want me to trap. Can't get a job, these fuck niggas must want me to jack.
My dog just called, he say he facing me. Guess what else he told me? Give him Sunday, give him Sunday. Guess what else he told me? Give him Sunday. My dog just called. He say he facing me. Guess what else he told me? Give him Sunday. Give him Sunday. Give him Sunday. Guess what else he told me? Give him Sunday.
Ah, hey Dave, you already know what it is, man. Salute. What Jazz 352? What it is? Hilltop. You know, I fucks with you. We gon' give him 7 to 8.
Hey, give him hey, something to hate with, hey. I feel that. Hey, what it do?
That is the move, man. That's all I got going for him, man. 7 to 8.
Hey. You gotta have the haters out there, so you gotta give him something to hate about.
That's what they do when they get bored, man. Like, that's the thing, man. But, hey, so Capo Danger the Alien, man. Tell us, what do you do in your free time? Or are you ever free to do anything besides be in the studio?
Well, I fly myself, you know, I actually took a 12-month calendar, and I took the time out to write every day on that calendar, every single day, a new goal, something that has to get accomplished in that day, no matter what, you know what I'm saying? I apply that shit to my life to the fullest. That was my New Year's resolution, was to get a calendar to sit down and write a 12-month plan out and get it done in 6 months, you know what I'm saying? So I'm always doing that. The only time I'm free, when I have free time, I'm eating, taking a shower, using the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, man, I'm at this business, you heard?
Okay, for sure. So 24/7 grinding.
Like this business.
Yeah,
that's
you got the
sound like.
That's what it sounds like, 24/7 grinding. And, if you ain't on, you say, so no free time, no extra stuff, you don't do no extra stuff, it's all music.
It's all music. I get to hang out, you know what I'm saying? Do a lot of hanging out in my free time, which is my business time. But when I'm hanging out, if I'm driving down the street, music is on my mind, I'm writing in my mind, you know what I'm saying? I got a little touch iPod. Full of songs. I stay writing. Or I may come up with an idea, or I may drive down the road and see a stop sign that's a triangle. I'm like, you know what? I'm finna come up with a slogan for that. You know what I'm saying? I'm always applying myself to a new hustle. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah. So what kind of experience would you say that it is being in the studio with Capo Danger the Alien? Like, if I was in the studio and as a matter of fact, tell us exactly what your engineer or anybody that's in the studio will see when Capo Danger walks through the door. I mean, are you already turned up? Do you sit down and take a sip of water first? How you handle your business in the studio?
Oh, man, I wish my nigga was on the line with me, man, because I ain't got my own personal studio, but the place that I go to record, I nicknamed them the Batcave. You ain't seeing shit in there but purple. Flowers and purple. You know what I'm saying? Cause my homies burn it down. But as soon as I walk in the studio, I already got my little picture up, you know what I'm saying? I be sipping on something, try to get my little vibe a little down so I can get relaxed in that booth and spit my words perfectly, you know what I'm saying? But when you step in the studio with me, if you was to come in on a session, you know what I'm saying, you'll get that vibe like this for real. You know, these boys ain't here playing. Ain't no playing about it. We keep kidding, you know what I'm saying? We vibe out telling jokes, but everything is serious to the point where the wrong thing, you know what I'm saying, it's almost life-threatening, but it's not life-threatening, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, for sure.
We're going there to knock out, make hits. We're going there to make hits, pressure. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, it sound like you better not fall asleep while you up in the studio with Capo Danger the Alien. You might get abducted.
Now, ain't no sleep. If you fall asleep in the lab, you're going to be on Instagram.
Hey, that ain't good. Hey, that ain't good.
You have your Instagram flexed out, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, y'all ain't doing that old, I don't know if y'all used to do it back in the day when you had cats standing over your house and the first person fall asleep, and they mess around and get a, they mess around and get something pushed in their face or something. Y'all ain't doing that, is it?
Nah, we ain't on to that level because we ain't a little bit more grown than that. But at the same time, ain't nobody want to get caught in the lab and put on Instagram.
Man, I know what you talk about, though, Cat Daddy, because one time, I ain't going to lie, man, I drank a little too much. I kind of fell asleep. And I had some cats put some mayonnaise on my hand and blew on my face while I'm asleep. I'm wiping the mayonnaise on my face. You know what I'm saying, man? They got me, man. That's my Instagram photo right there, you know? But that's crazy right there. So, hey, what kind of mixtape projects can, or album projects, what do you, first though, do you prefer album or mixtape?
Well, I know they both are necessary, you know what I'm saying, dealing with music, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like they're they have two different jobs. You know what I'm saying? Your mixtape, you can actually keep it to where you're talking on, if I make a mixtape, I'll talk on a Central Florida standpoint to where everybody in Central Florida can actually relate to what I'm saying because we're here. You know what I'm saying? They understand the lingo, the dress code, and it'll branch out certain places in Florida. I'm not looking for it. Even if it does branch out to California somewhere, they'll be getting our culture. They'll be getting the Central Florida vibe. My, as far as album, that album, my album is for the world. You know what I'm saying? It's time to get the world into when it comes to the album. This is what we got going on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know what
the
album is going on.
So let me ask you, which one do you have? Do you have either in the works, or can something be found now? Or how can we hear more from Capo Danger the Alien? Because I know we're going to have some people wanting after that cooking on them. And that other chat we just played, man, I know everybody getting ready to be looking for Capo Danger the Alien. So how can your music be found?
Well, they can find me on YouTube, and the easiest way, even a caveman can do it, is you got Google. Everybody's familiar with Google. If you're not familiar with Google, you need to really get in tune. You know what I'm saying? What's going on in society? on the internet or whatever your laptop computer, go on Google and type in Capo Danger the Alien. First thing that will pop up is some YouTube stuff. Once you click on that YouTube link, it's going to bring you to all the songs I've already uploaded as far as musically wise. And from that point, you can link yourself into a SoundCloud. I got songs on SoundCloud. I got songs on my Facebook. You know, Once you step into the world, you know what I'm saying, you're gonna be, it's like the Matrix. You're gonna be searching for something. You're gonna be searching for that until I step down to you with that pill. You're gonna be searching for me, you know.
Yeah. Can we expect a mixtape or an album in the near future?
Oh, most definitely. I got the mixtape done. You know what I'm saying? I'm just putting the finishing touches on the artwork on it. You know what I'm saying? I want to have myself found it with different groups, and I'm still doing a little networking, because, you know what I'm saying, once I have the mixtape there, I want to do it on the internet. I'm crazy on the web. I'm blasting crazy on the web, but I also want to do the old Master P out of Trump thing, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, for sure.
So I want to touch bases on a lot of cities around me to where they can actually see my face and see the individual that's on this mixtape, you know what I'm saying? I'm live and direct. You know what I'm saying? I'm not scared to go nowhere. You see me to be Vietnam, I'm having my city out, you know what I'm saying?
That's what it do. Now, as you say, you say you'll go anywhere. Hey, how you market your music? But if you ain't in your area, how you market your music outside your area?
Market my music. I do a lot of reading. You know, and I listen to a lot of, like, if I was to go somewhere like Tallahassee, you know what I'm saying? I research the artists around there. I look at the promoters around there. Some of the grinders with the music around there. So when I step, it's not like I'm blending in, but it's that, you know what I'm saying, I know where to go. You know what I'm saying? I know where this way ain't going to be at. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to stand in front of a Catholic church and try to sell some gangster music. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I know what lane to fall on. You know what I'm saying? Research is the key. You know what I'm saying? Reading and research is the key when you're trying to get something accomplished. You know what I'm saying? Anywhere I step at, you know what I'm saying, that market, I market myself around the environment, how the environment go, because every place is different. And like I said, at a young age, I got to see a lot of different states, a lot of different, interact with a lot of different people, places, you know what I'm saying, see a bunch of things, you know what I'm saying. Always, like, when it comes to my marketing skills, I'm a chameleon with that, you know what I'm saying. If you got to have a green shirt to sell this blue hat over here, you know what I'm saying, you're going to find a couple with it, but it's going to be in my own little swag, you know what I'm saying. I'm going to stand out with that, you know what I'm saying.
Okay, for sure. Yeah, you gotta research. Cause it don't do you no good going to an empty block trying to sell no gangster music.
Yeah, due diligence. Now, Capo, we never ask anybody this question. If you don't want to answer it, don't answer it. The reason that we don't ask many people is because it can create a sense of vulnerability, man. So, I mean, even if you don't name the best thing, you can name the second, third, fourth, fifth best, whatever, and just tell us. Let me ask you, man, what means currently in your life, what means the most to you?
what means more, the most that means the most to me in my life right now?
Yeah. Like, in other words, what is it that Capo Danger the Alien loves most?
Man, I ain't gonna stay talk with you, man. I'm a real nigga, man. I love God, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's the only reason I'm even here talking to you, bro. I come from a struggle, bro. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no faking with that. I ain't gonna put nothing in front of that. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm here. Real street nigga.
Yeah.
That's why I'm here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Salute to that. And, I definitely, man. I'm feeling that. I'm feeling that right there. And I'm sure the world is too.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to say what you love, man.
Yeah, sure.
In line. Yeah.
Well, you know, every now and then, man, you know, this is about the music. This is about the brand. This is about the grind. But, you know, every now and then, you know, we got to step off the music and find out, you know what's going on within the personal a tad bit. Like, I'm sure all the ladies is tuned in right now. I'm sure they also would like to know, is Capo available right now?
Oh, no. I from A to Z, I had all corners covered before I even stepped in the limelight, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, ladies, take that for what it is. Holler at your man and see what he tells you.
He's even good my way.
Yeah, man, we hope not, man. But, hey, for sure, man, Cat Daddy, man, what you think, man? Capo Danger the Alien is in the building right now.
Hey, I feel him. Hey, all the way street, nigga. All the way 100.
Yeah. So, do you think that his music will make it out there in the world, Cat Daddy?
Yeah. It done made it on here. Hey, yeah, it's gonna make it out. It'll make it anywhere.
Yeah, and we cooking on him, man. We got another track, my man, don't we?
Hey, yeah, we got this Tiger Woods. I'm looking at this Tiger Woods track. So before we let you go, Capo, go ahead, let people know a little something about this.
I'm gonna let you know something about this. This is my baby right here. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm playing with the words a little bit different, you know what I'm saying? I got my nigga on the track, but, you know what I'm saying, he didn't get the track to me early enough, so it's just one verse on this, it's just me, you know what I'm saying? But everything went my way, I think Tiger Woods, you know what I'm saying? It's out the streets by it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but before you go, man, any shout-outs, anything you'd like to, you know, anybody you'd like to say a few words to before you get out of here?
Oh, my God. I wish I would have wrote that down because, man, I got thousands. I got a city for the plans. I'm going to do this, Jimmy. Shout out to the whole 352, man. 813, man. Y'all stand up because we in the building, man. Ain't no sleep, you know what I'm saying? I'll be at the Moon Lounge tonight, you know what I'm saying, promoting for my niggas and shit. Shout out to the Cutty Boys, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Young CP. Shout out to Young M.O. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Benjamin. Shout out to Baker Boys. Shout out to T-Mo the Ball and Club Junkies, No Days Old. I'm talking about the list going with the promo. I'm going to holler at you tonight, dude. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Brooksville, man. Southside 28th Street, nigga. Yeah, we in the building. Oh, one time, put me in the top boys, too, man. I can do this all night. You know what I'm saying? Because I can act with everybody. You know what I'm saying? So many dudes. Shout out to my big homie, Johnson Horton. Shout out to my family that's on the line listening. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody. My family, my loved ones. Y'all know who y'all is, you know? Shout out to y'all, man. I'm out here, man. Y'all can check me out tonight, man. We're around.
For sure. Hey, before we let you go, before we throw to this track, too, one more time, put that contact information out there for the people.
Oh, yeah. First and foremost, you looking for me on the social web or anything online, just Google Capo Danger the Alien. If you have any questions about booking, features, or just, you know, things like, you might know you need some music advice, you know what I'm saying? I'm actually doing a lot on myself, so I know how to kind of work on a startup basis, you know what I'm saying? Just call 352-942-4339.
Once again,
that number is
352-942-4339. You can be loud with Capo, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is. Oh, shout out to my dad, man. He sound like me, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, you sound like me, man. I'm always putting that number out there, but we are 24 hours. You can reach us anytime. Now, Capo, what's your favorite thing about Florida?
My favorite thing about Florida? Where's my fishing weather? The weather, we got crazy weather right now. But we got like a different, oh, it's like a vibe, you know what I'm saying? They say if you make it in New York, you can make it anywhere. No, if you come from a struggle, a Central Florida struggle, you gotta take over the world if you apply the right way. I learned that about Florida, you know what I'm saying? Florida taught me, you know what I'm saying, how to be a man, you know what I'm saying, the streets out here, you know what I'm saying, how to be a hustler. We hustlers down here, man. We hustle hard. You know what I'm saying? I know some guys right now look like they're multi-millionaires, but we ain't even talking that. We hustle out here, man. I love my Florida hustlers, man.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, man. Hey, salute to Florida. I got mad love for y'all. Keep on turning up, man. I'm turning up with you.
That's what it is, man. Salute, man.
Salute,
man. I'm cackalacking boy, man. I see y'all now.
For sure. Hey, we about to turn up this Tiger Woods. Just get it. Hey, man, come
hey,
back
Tiger
in.
Tiger Woods, man. Yeah, I think it's Tiger Woods.
For sure.
Everything.
All right, come back anytime, too, man.
What's up? We going to link up, man. We going to link.
All right.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. Look, I don't never sleep. Nah, look, I don't never sleep. Nah, yeah, look at a product good. Yeah, look, I don't never sleep. Look at a product good. And I'm the reason for that traffic in your neighborhood.
Florida got some artists that's turning up, but the best thing about them,
They all sound different, man. I'm loving that about Florida right now.
Yeah, I'm loving that about Florida too. And we about to go to South Carolina now. My man Azur, what it do?
What's happening? What's happening? What's happening?
What it do?
What up? What's good? What's good? What's good, Cat Daddy?
What's up?
What's happening?
Hey, man, definitely good to have you out here right now, man. You know, Underground Talk Radio, man. We keep it turned up every Wednesday night.
Every Wednesday night we get it in. We get it live. We get it in live. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm out here doing my thing. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to everybody out here that's out there listening. You know what I'm saying? You know, we finna get it in. You know what I'm saying? Do what we do. Hey, it is what it is. I'm in the studio right now. I got all my people around me. Supporting me, you know what I'm saying, 100%. And, you know, they always tune in to the best underground radio station ever.
For sure, for sure, love. Hey, I wouldn't say it's the best ever, now.
It's the best of me.
Hey, before we get started, sir, go ahead and put that contact information out there for the people.
Hey, for anybody that's trying to get in contact with me, follow me on Twitter, Observe_8030Z. Find me on Facebook, Observe, facebook.com/Observe. You know what I'm saying? Find me on my personal page, Abe Observe Thompson. You know what I'm saying? Y'all get at me, y'all scream at me on anything. You know what I'm saying? Tours, date, features. Y'all just want to check in with me. You know what I'm saying? See how a dude like me doing. You know what I'm saying? Every day, all day, I definitely hit you back. You know what I'm saying? You know?
Exactly. So you working on a lot of things right now, man. You definitely gave us a new track, but unfortunately, we're not rocking that one. But we got some other heat that you've been putting out, man. So, you know, what's behind all of this, man? You know, why is it that you go so hard here in the industry? I be seeing you all over.
I mean, I'm hungry, man. Like, I'm hungry, you know. I'm saying, you know, I didn't grow up with no silver spoon, man, you know. Everything that I basically worked for, I had to hustle for, you know what I'm saying? And this right here is my bread and butter. Music is what I do. And, you know, I'm hungry. I'm amped up. My whole team amped up, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just ready to get it in, you know what I'm saying, and make these industry cats feel me, you know what I'm saying, one way or the other. You know what I'm saying? They push me to the left, they're going to see me on the right, you know? I hit them with the okie doke every time when I'm in the studio and drop them things on them.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Now, hey, John, here before, hey, what you got going on nowadays, Azur?
Sure, I'm basically in the studio, you know what I'm saying, trying to finish up that new album that's going to come out, The Hood Made Me, dropping Memorial Weekend, you know what I'm saying, bye weekend, you know what I'm saying, you know, I'm going to have the streets running like crazy. You know, I got some big features coming up. I would say the names, but I want everybody to be really surprised. You know what I'm saying? On that project, it's a 17-song CD. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be distributed worldwide, you know. You know what I'm saying? Off the indie grind, you know. Like, I'm not going to wait till the record labels push me. I'm going to push myself because, one, I'm straightforward with what I do. You know what I'm saying? And I'm ready to make this million come in, get this million. You feel me?
So is this a mixtape or an album again?
It's a full album. A full album. The Hood Made Me. And it's riding. It's riding from 1 to 17. Y'all will be like, God damn, this motherfucker, this boy right here, he bad. You know what I'm saying? From 1 to 17, I enjoy every song.
Okay.
That's a good thing. That's hard to find out there in the world. You know what I mean? You get these CDs that don't be popping like that. So as far as the listener that has never heard your music before, how would you describe a track or an album from Observe?
Album for me is like a full concert, and having a full concert in your car and riding out at the same time. You know what I'm saying? When you come home, you're gonna be like, whoa. You know what I'm saying? You know, you gonna have every track jumping, you know what I'm saying, like wide open, you know what I'm saying, you know, that's catching your ear. You can be like, man, I don't know which one to keep repeat on. People going to want to play the whole album, 117, you know what I'm saying, wherever they going, the whole album. You know what I'm saying? The album is like, there's a lot of fire and a lot of energy. Some of the songs are laid back. I got stuff for the ladies. I got stuff for the club. I got stuff for real life, you know what I'm saying, and definitely for my hood cats, you feel me?
Okay, for sure, for sure. Now, you got any shows or anything lined up, sir?
Yeah. Friday, I'll be in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Shouts out to everybody down there in Fayetteville, North Carolina. I'll be in Fayetteville, North Carolina with my team. You know what I'm saying? You know, we're going to be rocking hard on stage, you know what I'm saying, getting it in Fayetteville. That next week, I will be in Decatur on VH1 with Pastor Troy. DJ Yola, you know what I'm saying, a lot of other superstars, you know what I'm saying, that's in the game. And I see that after that next week, that following week, I'll be back in Columbia, South Carolina, BME anniversary. I got a championship step show after party to perform at in King Street, South Carolina. That's
man. Speaking of stars, man, like, it's a rumor going around about you. You know, a lot of people are talking about a Grammy situation, man. Tell the people, you know, North and South Carolina about that for those who are unaware.
Yeah, I got nominated to perform at the Grammys, you know what I'm saying? You know, this year I'm trying to get nominated to perform, to get one, you know what I'm saying? I got nominated to perform, you know what I'm saying? And on top of that, I was ranked number one. We had a CBS along it was a contest with CBS and the Grammy Association, and I was one of the contenders, and I won in my category, which is hip hop. I won in my category number one in the nation. I'm saying Rapper Side, Machine Gun Kelly, Lil B, you know what I'm saying? You know, shouts out to them boys too. I've been grinding, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, it showed, you know what I'm saying, because being ranked number one, either in the top three in the nation, you know what I'm saying, that's an honor by itself.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Hey, that is an honor, so being number one.
Right, you know what I'm saying, being number one, and see, that right there gave me a lot of mainstream exposure, you know what I'm saying, you know, like I said, it ain't where you from, you know what I'm saying, good talent can come from anywhere. You know, Carolina got some good artists, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to everybody in North and South Cat grinding, you know what I'm saying? And the other states, you know what I'm saying? Staying on their grinding, on their pivot. You know,
I second that. Check out Music's Most Wanted Volume 2. North Carolina turned up crazy for that thing right there, man. It was definitely a dope look for North Carolina.
Right.
And, you definitely turned up. Hey, about to let the cat out the bag. Hey, he one of the artists I got on Street Coalition right here live on the air.
Yeah. Tell him about the mixtape. The mixtape going down, you know what I'm saying? You know, Cat Daddy they got me on the mixtape, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's going down. I definitely got to get on one with Casper, you know what I'm saying? You know, because it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? Y'all grinding, I'm grinding, you know what I'm saying? I'm grinding to the point where people ain't got no choice but to recognize it.
Yeah, man, and there's no doubt about you being a serious artist. And so, Cat Daddy, man, you definitely got you a good artist on this project. And with artists like my man Observe, man, you definitely ain't going to be going wrong with that. So y'all definitely need to go get that Street Coalition.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, Observe, hey, he definitely doing his thing. When I heard him, I hit him up, hey, what we got to do? Just make this happen.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, because I'm really about my business, you know what I'm saying? Even though people consider me an independent major, you know what I'm saying? I don't have to be no major. I know how to get money. You know what I'm saying? I've been getting money out in these streets, you know what I'm saying? Hustling and grinding. You feel me? I'm taking it on a bigger level now, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be like the Caesar in the game. I'm trying to conquer every area one at a time, you know what I'm saying, to all the hoods feel me. All the hoods feel my pain. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I write through my pain and through my struggle. You know what I'm saying? That's why my music is so unique. My technique is so unique and hot. And I always want to give a shout out to Pleasure P, you know what I'm saying, down in California. JW Williams, Pretty Ricky manager, you know what I'm saying? We're on the Pretty Ricky tour starting April the 27th in Atlanta, Georgia. And we got the tickets on deck for anybody that want to get a ticket.
And you gonna be performing?
Yeah, I'm gonna be performing. I wanted to ask April the 27th. It kicks off, you know what I'm saying, Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah. And what can we expect from that performance from you? You know, when you jump out there on that stage and you running through the tunnel per se, like they do in the NFL to get to the stage. I mean,
What kind of performance can the people expect?
Oh, man, they better expect the best entertainment of their life, you know what I'm saying? Because when I hit that stage, I go into beast mode, you know what I'm saying? You know, women, hey, they be clapping that, you know what I'm saying? They be clapping that thing hard, you know what I'm saying? Body flexing and all that, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm definitely going to be doing my thing, you know what I'm saying, on that stage, you know what I'm saying, wide open. Full, it ain't nothing but energy on that stage, you know what I'm saying, I'm on that stage. I get like MJ or Michael Vick, you know what I'm saying, in beast mode.
Okay, for sure. Hey, what a show like with Lil Dress then? I mean, not Lil Dress, I'm reading something. I mean, Observe, my fault, man.
Say it again, what you
said?
Say it again.
I say, what a show like with Observe. I'm right here. I'm doing three things at one time. What a show like with Observe?
A show like with me, it's like having a show with T.I. Jeezy. You know what I'm saying? And it's like I bring the energy on stage, you know what I'm saying? I get the crowd into it, you know what I'm saying? You know, I have everybody up on their feet, you know what I'm saying? Making that thing happen, you know what I'm saying? You know, That moment, when they leave that club, they be like, man, I don't know who the rest of them dudes was, but that cat OZ Observe, hey, you know what I'm saying, I want to hear more. I want more of that, you know what I'm saying, you know.
Yeah.
That's how you got
That's definitely how you got the people, man, because, you know, they definitely know who you are. So as far as, you know, this music thing, man, what makes you want to, I mean, because you're very professional about what you do, man. I mean, you know, real business, like suit and tie with it. When did that develop within you? When was it that you realized that you have to, even as an artist, I mean, no matter what you've been through, you still have to be cordial in the business dealings of your music career? When was it that you began to realize that?
Well, I basically grew up in it, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I started taking it more serious, you know what I'm saying, when I seen that the potential that I have, you know what I'm saying, is way beyond what the average artists have, you know what I'm saying, you know, because for one, I'm a musician, two, I'm a grinder, three, I'm a street dude, number four, you know what I'm saying, I got talent, you know what I'm saying, you know, as a lyricist and as a artist, you know what I'm saying, I go in, you know what I'm saying, I'm very articulate with my technique, you know what I'm saying, I applied all that together, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, When I seen what I had, I'm saying, you know, I seen it, I need to up a notch and just be very professional about it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Observer, man, I just had a fan question come in, man. I hate to interrupt you because, man, hey, but we just got so much that we got to cover with you, and the fans, they definitely want to know what's good with you. But they saying for me to ask you what CD or what music is currently in your car right now. What are you listening to? You know, right now in your CD player, you know, car, wherever you at, iPod, the gym, whatever.
Oh, what I listen to, I'm gonna be honest, cause I'm a dude that loves hip hop. I'm also a fan of hip hop. You know what I'm saying? I bumped that Young Gotti. You know what I'm saying? I bumped that T.I. I bumped that Gucci Mane. You know what I'm saying? You know, I bumped them three, and I definitely bumped that Jeezy. And for one, I bumped my Camp. I always keep my Camp. You know what I'm saying? Riding, you know what I'm saying, in my car, you know what I'm saying, them 12s knocking and everything. Shouts out to Young Skrilla, you know what I'm saying, shouts out to Bless, shouts out to Flex, you know what I'm saying, shouts out to my vice president, everybody on my squad, you know what I'm saying, JV, new artist, you know what I'm saying, coming to the stand. Like, them boys get it in, same way some of you cats that already got contracts to get it in too, you know what I'm saying, so
yeah.
I got to ride for them.
So everybody that don't know my man, OZ, Observe, he definitely turned up. Y'all need to be hollering at him. His music is good. His motivation is awesome. He's definitely driven. And so, if, you know, you're looking to be a successful company, then I think that it would be a big bonus to you all to get a hold of Observe and see what he may be able to bring to the table.
For sure.
Right.
Hey,
so we definitely getting it in, like 24/7. We grinding. Grinding
24/7,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For sure. Hey, we about to throw to one of these tracks real quick. Which one of these tracks you want to go to first?
You got that Hit You Girl? Bump that Hit You Girl if you got it, you know what I'm saying? You know, because that's one of my hardest songs, you know what I'm saying, that I really like, you know what I'm saying? The ladies are feeling that, you know what I'm saying? The fellas
yeah.
feeling that.
DJs and
yes.
all.
Yes. Yes, man, that's what it's about, man. When you can make a track for the ladies, you definitely got skills, and the ladies are definitely important. They need something to get they, you know, get their little ride on too and all of that. So, you know, you definitely got to, fellas, you better step your game up. Cat Daddy, man, hey, when you bump this, you got to turn it up because the show is going to definitely be blazing. Everybody that's tuned in, you definitely about to hear a very hot track.
Hey, it's a certified banger. I've been playing it for months now. Just get it.
Carolina, South. Top of me, baby. Hey, you girl, what's your name?
Shawty, what's your name?
The way you dance me is
love. I tell you, got game.
Let's put it out. Let's bet it up one time.
You don't want to
go and dance two times.
You're going to lose your mind.
You're going to want to grind
on top of me, baby.
Carolina, Carolina.
Yeah. Hey, that's that hey you girl right there. You gotta have something for the female.
Gotta have them for the females, man. The females love it so much, you know what I'm saying? You know, every DJ they hear it, they say, bro, you gotta hit. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's just a matter of time, you know what I'm saying, before that hit the fan.
Yeah, yeah, man. Well, observe, man. You know, we got a lot of special people tuned in. So let's talk about lyrics, man. As far as the lyrics go, you definitely a deep guy. You definitely know how to touch on several different subjects, which we just saw. So let me ask you this, man. Is there a special place that you enjoy writing your lyrics or a special way of coming up with your next plot or your subject? I mean, you know, tell us a little bit about your writing.
I write. I'm saying... My writing skills is so different, you know what I'm saying? You know, I read a lot of books, you know what I'm saying? You know, for the culture of hip hop, you know what I'm saying, you got the Source Vibe magazine and all that. A lot of great writers write for them, you know what I'm saying? So I read a lot of hip hop magazines, you know what I'm saying, to keep up date on wordplay, you know what I'm saying? Then, you know, I write how I feel too, you know what I'm saying? Like if I'm feeling kinda bad that day, you know what I'm saying, you know, I write something about me feeling, you know, something similar to it. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's all on.
You do more than writing, though. Know what I mean? Like, hey, Cat Daddy, man, Observe, the thing they don't know about Observe is he does more than writing.
Okay.
I freestyle too, you know what I'm saying? You know, I freestyle too. And
we don't even need to discuss that, man. We don't even need to talk about it, man. You just need to drop it for him.
Yeah, we'll put you on the spot now.
Oh, man, give me a topic. I'll go off the head. You give me a topic. Now, I'll show people, you know what I'm saying, I'll freestyle off the head.
Give them a topic, Cat Daddy. Man, you do one, I do one. Give them a topic, Cat Daddy.
Hey, I'm kind of, man, go on here. Talk about the game, then.
The game?
Yeah.
Now, see, if I was, this is how I freestyle, you know what I'm saying? This is off the head, you know what I'm saying? You know, when I freestyle, I write my hooks, you know what I'm saying, in my head. Then I write, and then I freestyle with it, you know what I'm saying? I say something like, 24-7, hey, the game don't change, yeah. Hey, 24-7, yeah, I remain the same. And I come in and say something like, 24-7, I be on my grind, stunting on my grind, you know I'ma shine. All the time, I'm all in my zone. You could catch me in my hood riding on cone. 26s with my homos in the back. We cruising down the street in my daddy Cadillac. 26s dog on the dark, that's how we ride. We cruising on the east side, on the south side. 24-7, you know I'm on my grind. I'm front and I shine, drinking fine wine. Got liquor in my cup, shawty gon' pull it up. I do it for the girls, diamonds and the pearls. They can really get it, they know I really got it. I'm just like Master P, you know a nigga body by. I'm all in the game, I'm all in the game. The flow is so insane, yeah, the flow is so insane. 24-7, stand on my grind. 24-7, shawty, I'm gon' shine. Cat.
All right, man, hold on, man. Cut that into my. Oh, you about to say something? Oh, nah, jack you up, man. But nah, man, look, man. We got to touch on the ladies, man. Touch on the ladies. Drop one for the ladies real quick, man.
The ladies. I need a bad chick that's really thick, yeah. I need a bad chick that's going to have my back, yeah. Shawty say, Shawty say she will ride. Shawty say, hey, Shawty say she will ride. I met this bad chick just the other day. She was in my hood, just moved to wind away. I asked her, did she need help? Yeah, I'm moving boxes. She said, yeah, okay. And what's your name, Jay? She said her name was Jay. She said that she don't play. I told her what's up, and we can do anything we want to do. When we rolling on through to these boxes in the house, I'ma sit on the couch. give me your cell soon when I leave, and I can hit you up. Please, baby, please. I hit the chick up, and girl, you know what that's about. I do it for the South. Shawty, shawty, shawty know she bad. Shawty know she bad. Yeah, right, shawty.
It's getting better and better, man. I got to cut it off just like I cut the first one off, man. I got to cut both of them off, man. It hurts me more than it hurt everybody else. You know, I'm sorry to the world that we had to cut my man Observe off, man. Before we, you know, even get on anything else, because we run a long time, man, also tell the people, you know, the labels that you represent currently.
Right now, I'm representing Pinewood Nation, Zone 8 Music Group, GNT. You know what I'm saying? That's my clique. That's who I roll with, you know what I'm saying? From the bottom to the top, you know what I'm saying? Those cats are loyal, you know what I'm saying? The people that I'm rolling with, they're so loyal and they're so dedicated. Shouts out to Stephen Reed over there in Williston, South Carolina. My producer, T the Wizard, you know what I'm saying? 5 PM management, can't leave them out, you know what I'm saying? Because we just left Pup Daddy's studio 2 weeks ago, you know what I'm saying? Daddy's house, yeah, Daddy's house. P Diddy, you know what I'm saying? They had me up in the room, and guess what they were listening to?
Observe.
That Hey You Girl.
Okay.
And they loved it.
For sure.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Hey, I know we loving it over here, Cat Daddy. What about over there?
Hey, yeah, we definitely love it. Now, I've been playing it for a couple months now.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, well, it's definitely one to keep in the playlist, man. Got my vote.
Right, like I said, it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? Freestyle or writing, you know what I'm saying? I get it in. You should see me, you know what I'm saying, when I'm so amped up. I mean, I'm amped up right now, but when I get so amped up, I could just freestyle a whole hour. You know what I'm saying? The same way Lil Wayne, T.I., Jay-Z, your favorite rapper gets it in, I guess it in too like that. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's how
we know. We know, man. What you don't know is them freestyles might end up on a beat and loaded up on that piff. You know what I'm saying? With a beat behind it, for real, man. You know, that's how we, you know, it was definitely dope. I was feeling both of them. Cat Daddy, man, what you think about Observe Freestyle?
Oh, I was definitely feeling it.
I was feeling it. I had the beat in my head and everything. It had a lot of bass in it, for sure. It was definitely cranked up loud, you know.
Right. I see little shots dancing off of that, you know what I'm saying? Twerking and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? You know?
Sure. Hey, we're going to have to definitely get you back on here, sir. We want to go on time, man.
For real.
The next joint, we're going to wait. What's the next song you want everybody to hear? Because we're going to ride out to your next song.
Okay, I want the DJ to pick one. Which one you want to pick? You know what I'm saying? I want y'all to pick that. You know what I'm saying? You know, because we out here. You know what I'm saying? You know, y'all love my music. Let the fans know what's what. Go ahead and pick one for me, Cat.
Okay, I'm going to pick one in 1 second. Hey, go ahead put that contact information out there for the people before we get ready to let you go.
Hey, everybody out there in radio land that's listening, hit me up, Abe Observe Thompson, on Facebook. Go to my fan page, Observe. I'm saying hit me up on Twitter, Observe_803Z. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my personal assistant, too, Stephanie Wilson. You know what I'm saying? Angela Covington, to everybody out there. You know what I'm saying? North Cat, South Cat, down in Florida, on East Coast, West Coast. Everybody that's listening in, you know what I'm saying? You know, salute to y'all. I mean, everybody, you feel me?
Cat Daddy, man, do we got time for one more fan question? I know we running low, but can we, one more fan question?
Yeah, you got time.
All right, for sure. Observe, man, we got another fan question. You bringing them in tonight, and I salute you for that. Now, I got somebody wanting to know if you could shout out one person for being your biggest musical influence, who would it be and why?
It would be my mom. I'm saying, you know, because she gave me the courage, you know what I'm saying, to do what I do, you know what I'm saying. She taught me the respect, you know what I'm saying, the music. Respect yourself, you know what I'm saying, and be yourself, you know. If it wasn't for her, y'all wouldn't be hearing the music that y'all hear today.
Yeah, I just got 2 thumbs up on that one, man. That was a good one.
For sure. Word. That was real good.
On everything, you know what I'm saying. Rest in peace to her.
Man,
yeah, straight up.
Mom Duke showed me everything, and you know what I'm saying, you know, I got one more thing to say too. Rest in peace to one of my homeboys. I just lost one of my homeboys, you know what I'm saying, due to the streets, you know how that is, you know what I'm saying.
it happened. I'm in my hood, and I'm saying rest in peace to CJ over there in Woodford, South Carolina. And I'm saying, and his family, my condolences go out to y'all. It is what it is, you know what I'm saying? You know, we're going to pull out and send it out like that.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Amen. Hate to hear that.
Also, big shout out to DJ Scratchaholic, you know what I'm saying? That's my main DJ, is one of my main DJs. We got a mixtape coming out. I know I got one coming out with Casper. I know. Man. We got to have it.
Man, you know what, man? I'm signing up with artists like you. You did. Oh, man, for real, it would be an honor for me to even be connected with you, period, man, the way that we get down. I definitely salute you for that, you know, and that's like I was telling everybody, you know, Observe, he's definitely a stand-up guy, and you would definitely get pleasure out of collaborating with him on whatever project you got. Get a hold of him and see what y'all can do, because he's definitely getting around. And aside from that, man, thank you for the freestyles and all of that. Thank you for answering the fan questions and taking them seriously, because these people really do want to know these things. And so, you know, I'm definitely I salute your professionalism and the way that you handle your business as an artist. So keep doing you, man.
Yeah.
Well, cheers, man. Salute, for real.
Salute, man. Keep doing you, man. Hey, come back anytime, man.
Word. It's going down. It's going down. You know what I'm saying? The world got to feel me. You feel me? They got to feel me the same way they felt Pop.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely coming, man. I definitely, I'm with it. Anybody want to holler at Observe? If you didn't get that contact information, holler at my man Cat Daddy. Holler at your boy DJ Casper Banks. Cat Daddy, we on the way up out of here, man?
Yeah.
All right, man. Hey, Observe, salute to you. Keep on doing your thing. Like Cat Daddy said, come back anytime. Underground Talk Radio.
Word. Salute everybody, man. You know what I'm saying? One love. We do
one love.
For sure, man. Me, myself, man. It's your boy DJ Casper Banks. I want to shout everybody out. Hey, keep on doing y'all's thing to the world. You know, when they knock you down, get back up again. Shout out to all of the fans, all the supporters, everybody that's rocking with Observe, everybody that's rocking with my man, Capo. You know, he's doing his thing too. Capo Danger the Alien, keep your grind up. Shout out to Mr. Promo 352. I'm rocking with y'all. Hey, be on the lookout. Music's Most Wanted, Volume 3. 317-529-1309. Hit your boy up, 24-hour service. Cat Daddy, I want to salute you. And Underground Talk Radio, you definitely doing your thing. Keep up the good work. And we're going to keep turning up, man.
For sure. Hey, we're going to keep turning up. Hey, you can hit me up, too, anytime. 336-926-6386. Larry.Marshall50@yahoo.com. Cat Daddy Marshall on Facebook. Cat Daddy Marshall on Twitter. Hey, yes, it works. Hey, Observe, we're going to ride out to this joint right here, man. Certified Bringer, I want you. Let's get it.
Time.
What you really want for me? What you really need for me? Jose, I got you. Yeah.
We get it in. See what's on the track. Sippin' on that Remy, lookin' like Remy, me up drinkin' Hennessy, black bottle finna be, you know what it's finna be. Alcohol, talkin', conversations go to funkin', got the lights down, talkin', used to dancin' while you walkin'. Song is your favorite, limelight you flavor it, and I'ma have a favorite, make the song your favorite. Take it to my hood, super poppin' like my pistol, smoke a hell of two, relax on three. Put your own code, make love on five, $100 bills in the bed, we can chill. Hot stop, nigga, got a iced out chain, staring at my chain, that's composable action.
I want you, I need you, I plead you, I want you, I want my house. Take it to the bar, touch the salad by the shoe. I can be Rick James and you can be my super slave. Kryptonite the car, Superman the clock. Me and you be driving suicidal while we riding like we already made. We already paid. $1 million ticket, but you better not disrespect it when it comes to my grind. Comes to my time. Diamonds are forever and you are my Queen Elizabeth. Maybe just for now, probably another round of that good, good, good. Pocket stay good. You and what I got will keep on rubbing on your chest. You say, guess what today is your sweet sex. Then they get from birthday to bars. Being it's a Mars. I put you on a Kit Kat cause you see that roof. Peace, shot in LA and a dollar. You can ride like Anna Plaza. Hey! Maybe that's a blessing, it'll teach you a lesson. Stop fucking with these lames though, you can really gain more money, more power, more respect for yourself. You gon' love me, and you don't love yourself. If anything, I'ma try and make your lifestyle better. Notice I should try it if I make a mistake. Or get a hard head just for making a cake. Correct me if I'm wrong, that's why you gotta be strong. Like Michelle for Obama, Bin Laden for Osama. Saying people same name, I thought the same thing. We wonder if we work together, if not we gon' work forever.
Banger, you already know what it is. Hey, this your boy. Appreciate you tuning in. You already know what it is.